Well, this morning we're getting a chance to speak with some of the tops of the class for the Audubon School District, and we're going to be speaking here with Kennedy Roy, Braden Wessel, and Gavin Smith. And we're going to start here with Kennedy. If you'd introduce yourself, your folks, and where you're from.
Yeah, so I am Kennedy Roy, and my parents are Derek and Jessica Roy.
Do you live here in Audubon?
Yes, I live in town here in Audubon.
Okay. We'll start here with asking you about some of your coursework. What's some of the subjects you've enjoyed most here at Audubon?
I love chemistry, and I love human sciences, so anything, psychology, sociology, anything like that.
And is there any reason that some of that stuff maybe caught your eye, or just once you started doing it, you gained a little bit of interest in it? How'd that go for you?
Well, I took chemistry a year early, and as soon as I joined the class, I fell in love with it, and I took college chemistry after that, and I just fell in love.
Now, to go along with that, any teachers here within the district that have had a big impact on you?
Mrs. Knuth, she's awesome. She does really good at teaching in all different styles and helping out really wherever you need.
Some things that you've been involved with maybe outside of the classroom, what are some of the extracurricular activities you've done?
Yeah, so I'm involved in 4-H, FFA. I'm a student Clover Commissions member. I was Audubon County Fair Queen, so I enjoy going out and seeing everybody through that. And I've done many, many things. I'm an NHS member, and I play basketball, and I've done tennis, and I've done dance team in the past. And I've really tried to be active in every area.
Is there something that you maybe enjoy the most or you put more effort into than the others?
I really love 4-H and FFA. There's so many different opportunities with all of them.
Yeah, you obviously get to do a lot as far as projects, leadership, those kinds of things all involved there. Any highlights, moments that stand out to you here that are great memories here from high school?
I just love spending time as a class, and you know, this is only, it's only one thing you get to do one time in life, and these are your people from kindergarten, preschool on up. So it's pretty awesome how close of a family we've become.
So I assume you all get along pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, we have our times here and there, but for the most part we get along.
Your future plans, we'll start off here with the immediate future. What do you plan to do here next?
I will, in the fall, I'll be headed to UNI to get my Bachelor of Social Work degree, and then I will continue straight on for my Master of Social Work degree.
And do you have a future plan as far as career pathway goes, or are you going to just wait and see where it takes you?
Yeah, so my plan as of now is I want to be a certified child life specialist. So they're the social workers that work in the children's hospitals, and kind of do many different things to take, you know, make their days the best they can be in the hospitals.
And I guess 10 years down the road, where do you see yourself? Do you have any particular part of the country you want to be in, or is there any thoughts in mind on how you want that to go?
I would love to be working at Blanks Children's Hospital in Des Moines, so somewhere around the Des Moines area. I don't necessarily want to live right in the city because I'm more of a small town girl, but somewhere around Des Moines.
Well, if you'd give some advice to some of those eighth graders that are going to start their high school career next year, what would you give them?
Take it all in. It's the basic, but, that's really what it all boils down to, is be involved in everything and do everything. It might be stressful while you're in it, but it all is worth it in the end.
Well, congrats on your high school endeavors, and we wish you the best of luck here as you move forward.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on down the line here, and now we're going to speak here with Braden. Braden, if you'd introduce yourself, your folks, where you live.
Yep, so I'm Braden Wessel. My parents are Troy and Mandy Wessel, and I'm from Audubon.
All right, some of the coursework maybe here at Audubon that has drawn your interest, what you like the most?
I don't know. I think I've always been more of like a math person, but it's always fun to mix in like, I don't know, Explore Iowa and environmental science, classes like that, just to change it up a bit.
Any teachers that stand out to you that have had an impact on you?
I think there's a lot. I'd say like Mrs. Elmquist, Miss Knuth. I think all my teachers have impacted me a lot, but those are just a couple.
Any pathways that you see kind of some of your interests taking you down, or is this you just kind of go with the flow here?
Yep, just go with the flow. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet, so I guess I'll find out later.
All right, extracurricular stuff you've been involved with outside of the classroom.
Oh, a lot of stuff. FFA, 4-H, baseball, basketball, football, a little bit of track, student senate, NHS. There's probably something I'm forgetting. I don't know.
Kept yourself busy enough. Yeah. Anything that stands out to you, something that you love the most?
I think I spent the most time probably on like football, baseball, and then a little bit of 4-H and FFA.
Any highlights, special memories from those activities?
Well, going to the Dome was obviously a big one for football, and I don't know, just showing at the fair every year is fun.
Some of your future plans, I guess, immediately, what do you want to do here?
I'm going to go to Iowa State for business and then just go undecided and see what I like once I get there.
Do you have any thoughts down the road where you might want to be, or just kind of also go with the flow there?
Yep, not sure yet.
Anything else as far as high school career that stood out to you, or memories with your classmates that you've had, something that's special?
Oh, I don't know. There's plenty of memories, but I'm not sure exactly. I think the best memories come just in class every day, just being around friends and then after school. But that's about it.
If you were going to pass along some advice to those youngsters that are getting started now here with high school, what would you tell them?
Kind of like Kennedy said, I would just say try a lot of things. You don't know what you're going to like right away, and then just focus on learning. Don't focus on like the results yet, test scores and stuff like that. Just make yourself better.
All right. Well, congratulations on what you've accomplished, and we wish you the best of luck here as you move forward.
Thank you.
All right. It's Braden Wessel. Now we're going to move on down the line here. Gavin, introduce yourself, your folks, where you're from.
So I'm Gavin Smith. My parents are Nick and Jenny Smith, and I live just north of town outside about 4 miles, I think. So just a little bit of a drive out there.
Okay. Well, we'll start on the academic side. Some of the coursework maybe that's interested you the most.
Yeah, I really like the chemistry, kind of like Kennedy, and then obviously math. Those are both very like numbers-based. I'm really a fan of numbers. They're pretty straightforward, unlike the readings and stuff like that. That's a little more confusing to me, a lot more opinionated. I like math and numbers. It's kind of straightforward. It is what it is every time, so really like that.
Yeah, like the results as they are. Anything... Any reason that you were drawn to some of that stuff, I guess, or any teachers maybe that had stood out to you along that realm?
No, not really. Just kind of like what I was saying before. I mean, my dad's big into his numbers and money and stuff like that. And so then just also with that, like just the results are the way they are. You don't really have to think deeper into stuff. It's just always going to be straightforward. What it is what it is. So it's kind of why I like that.
Any teachers over your career here that have had an impact on you?
Oh, kind of like Braden. They've all had an impact in a different way. Obviously, Knuth's really involved with like prom and NHS and that stuff. And then, I mean, a lot of your teachers, I mean, Reboff and Conkler, you have them. Then they're your coaches in other sports. Same thing with like Burks. He's teacher in fourth grade or whatever, and now he's up at the high school. So see him a lot, and then obviously see all those guys after school and sports and stuff. So that obviously has a big impact both in school and out of school.
Your extracurricular activities, other things you've done here outside of class?
Yep, so sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, and then did golf this year for the first time. And then also student senate, NHS, FFA, and then 4-H for a couple of years. So,
what have been some of your favorites?
Oh, obviously I like sports. I mean, just the competitiveness of that, getting to play with your friends. And then obviously being from a small town, you compete against some people that you know pretty well from other counties and places across here. I mean, everybody's relatively close. You play them all the way from kindergarten or whenever you started playing sports. So you've been playing them forever. So just playing against them has been fun. And then obviously getting to the Dome, that was fun, especially your senior year, you know, especially those are kind of the guys you started playing with your fourth grade year, whatever we started play all the way up. You're always with them. So that was obviously a big thing, I think, yeah.
Yeah, obviously a lot of success there. So that's fun memories that you'll have for a long time, I'm sure. Your future plans here, what do you want to do immediately here as you move on?
Yeah, I'm going to Central next year. I'll be playing football and maybe track. I don't know yet. So then, yeah, I'll start that in the fall. We'll probably have fall camp or whatever will be a little before classes started, get that going. And then, yeah, I'm planning to major in business undecided, kind of like Braden, just go there. There's a lot of different ways you can go from that. So just see what there is to start, see what I kind of like, figure it out for a year or two, and then kind of go into a main course of study after that.
Down the road, do you see yourself being around here, or are you just going to go with what finds you?
Yeah, just kind of go with whatever. I mean, I'll go wherever jobs take me, opportunities are. I mean, just kind of look at it all. I mean, there's a ton of jobs in the business field and areas around that you can find jobs anywhere, small towns, big cities, anywhere. I mean, kind of like to stay somewhat close, Iowa, surrounding states. Don't want to go too far to the coast or anything like that, but yeah.
Well, Kennedy mentioned you guys get along pretty well. Any other memories with the class that really stand out to you?
Oh, I can't think of anything specific. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. We've done a lot of stuff, I mean, together outside of class, too. I mean, there's always people getting together doing stuff. I mean, we got not a ton of kids, get along with most of them, know everybody, so you kind of know what everybody's doing. But, yeah, nothing specific. Yeah.
Do you know how big your class is?
34, yeah, 34, I think, is what we're going to be graduating with. I mean, most of them been here forever, a couple move-ins, move-outs, but right around that same number, so yeah.
Advice that you would pass along to those youngsters that are getting started?
I would probably, what they said, obviously take everything in, but then I really think you just get your work done early. Don't stress about it later, especially tests. I mean, it's pretty easy to pass classes in high school. You just got to show up and do stuff and get your stuff done early, and then you don't got to stress about a final test. There's enough stuff to do before that point to keep your grade up, so yeah.
So you're not the procrastinating type?
Well, I mean, a little bit, but still, get it done.
We all have our moments, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congrats on everything you've accomplished here so far. We wish you the best of luck here as you move forward, too.
Thank you.
All right. That's some of the top graduating seniors from Audubon High School, Kennedy Roy, Braden Wessel, and Gavin Smith here this morning.